What's happening, guys? Welcome back. On this podcast segment, I'm going to talk about the new biopic on Mark Kerr, the Smashing Machine, mixed martial arts legend. Dwayne Johnson is supposed to portray Mark Kerr. I think that's interesting casting. Let's get into it. Bear with me. Going to go on a little rant. All right, who is Mark Kerr? Mark Kerr is a mixed martial arts legend in my book, prominent mostly in the early 2000s, the golden era of mixed martial arts. He's a veteran of the UFC, a veteran of Pride FC, to name a few organizations. Also a collegiate wrestling standout. Pretty sure he was Olympic level as well. Mark Kerr was an absolute beast. He was the subject of a documentary back in the day, which I think is one of the best, if not the best, mixed martial arts documentary of all time. It's called The Smashing Machine, which was also his nickname. That tells the whole story. His other nicknames were the Titan, the Specimen, because Mark Kerr was a damn specimen. Without a doubt, in my opinion, there was some chemical help there, but you still have to have superior genetics and work ethic drive to attain a physique like that. The guy was a monster. The guy was 6'3", 255 pounds. I think he went up to like 270 at times. Freak athlete wrestler who would take you down and smash your head through the canvas. Just pound you into dust. The guy was an animal. At one point, he was trained by Boss Rutten. He used to work with Rico Rodriguez as well. I remember those days. Mark Kerr is one of those fighters that inspired me to get into the sport. He made me a bigger fan of the sport. Just like one of those OG fighters that absolutely intrigued me and someone I used to enjoy watch compete. There's a lot of guys from that era that people of today, the younger crowd, don't know that they were absolute savages, great fighters. I mean, one guy I could think off the top of my head, Igor Vovchanchin, that was a heavyweight. He was like 5'8", 235 pounds, had bricks for hands. Some of you older crowd, you know exactly who Igor is. A lot of people know Krokop, regardless of age, of course. But yeah, right now, Mark Kerr is getting the spotlight, and I think it's super cool. He's very deserving of it. He is indeed one of the pioneers, similar style to Mark Coleman. Those two were friends. They also competed against each other in the collegiate wrestling circuit. Kurt Angle as well. I think Kurt Angle actually beat Kerr. Not sure if he beat Mark Coleman, but I think they beat each other throughout the years in wrestling. But back to Mark Kerr. Mark Kerr had so much more potential than what he displayed in his mixed martial arts career. What was Mark Kerr's downfall? And this was on display in a Smashing Machine documentary, which I 100% recommend. It's such a damn good documentary. Even if you're not a mixed martial arts fan, it's fascinating. But in the Smashing Machine documentary, Mark Kerr's addiction to painkillers was in full effect. Also, he was in a toxic relationship that completely threw him off. You would see that in a documentary. And yeah, like his demons and issues got the better of him and I believe stifled his career. With his physical gifts and improving skills, he could have went on to be one of the greats. That's not even an exaggeration. I actually did a little bio video on Mark Kerr some years ago. It was done out of love and respect. Being one of the pioneers and a guy, like I said, that inspired me to train. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I know he was excited to play Mark Kerr. I heard him talking about this some years ago. And the thing going with The Rock, of course, I mean, right away, it's obvious his size and build. Do I think The Rock is a bad actor? No, I don't think he's a bad actor. I wouldn't say he's a great actor. He's good at what he does, action movies and the types of films he does. Is he going to have the acting chops to carry a biopic on Mark Kerr? I mean, we're going to have to wait and see. Because again, he has the size, build, and look. That's down. It's also good he's passionate about the project and excited. That's important. Because he's going to bring a level of enthusiasm to the film and also try his best. I'm happy for Mark Kerr. Again, I'm glad he's getting the spotlight. He really does deserve it, as do many legends of yesteryear. There's a lot of guys that have an incredible story that it would translate really well on screen. I hope this isn't the last of the mixed martial arts pioneers that they make a movie on, because I can name many that would have an outstanding film. Hey, one right now. I'm going to drop this one, Boss Rutten. How about that? How about we get a film on El Guapo? How awesome would that be? I think the film is in pre-production. Definitely no filming yet. But don't quote me on that. I wouldn't expect it to be released next year. That would be cool. Let's see. But guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about this new film that's going to focus on mixed martial arts legend Mark Kerr? What do you think about the casting of Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play Mark Kerr? I'm excited. I want to see it. I mean, I'm a fan of Mark Kerr. Hopefully Dwayne does a good job in portraying the smashing machine. We'll see, guys. But thanks for listening. Drop those thoughts. And I'll catch you guys on the next segment. Until then, take care.